咁我哋进入下一个议程啦，就系议程第三项，咁亦都系喺呢个启德发展区，有一间30班房嘅中学，咁就教育处同埋即系建筑处啦，就提供咗即系呢个文件啦。啊、一陣間就同埋佢哋嘅顧問都會上嚟講講嗰個設計嘅。咁我諗喺依度我都想大家即係留意一下咧。咁即係呢個因為佢係一個啟德區嘅項目，咁所以佢會拎上嚟同我哋即係介紹嗰個設計。咁我想大家留意一下，就話即係可能嗰個地點咧都係相對其他海濱嘅用地係較為遙遠嘅嚇，咁、啊、就即係會係比較遠離海濱區嚇，咁、啊、所以即係大家即係可以留意嗰個地點，對於個海濱有幾大嘅影響啦，然後再去俾意見嚇。啊咁我哋今日歡迎係教育局嘅Miss Connie Tam 啦，建築署嘅Mr. 黃志良，同埋呢個 PNT 嘅 Mr. Joe Chan 同埋 Miss Vivian Law 嚇、啊。咁咁我以下時間咧就會交俾教育局嘅同事咧去講嗰個設計。咁但係喺呢個之前嚇，睇下各位委員有冇需要去即係申報利益嚇。咁如果冇嘅，我將以下時間就交俾Miss Connie Tam 同埋你嘅團隊嚇。咁我諗大概15分鐘之內咧嚇，即係講你嗰個 presentation 嚇。好，交俾你。
主席，各位委员，我是 Connie Tam， 教育局的 project manager。咁我系负责呢一间学校建校项目的项目经理。咁咧坐喺隔篱嘅咧就系黄志良先生，佢系建筑署嘅。咁佢系 senior project manager。咁咧建筑署咧系我哋嘅technical advisor。咁而呢一個項目咧，我哋係委託咗咧 PNT Group 嚟到幫我哋設計呢一間學校嘅。咁咧就係Miss Vivian Law 小姐嘅嚇，羅小姐嘅。咁咧我哋呢一個項目咧就喺地盤1A2咧，我哋將會咧就係起一間30室嘅中學啦。咁咧嚟到重置咧。文理書院九龍嘅，咁咁好多謝咧大會咧就俾我哋呢個機會咧嚟向各位委員咧就係聽取你哋嘅意見啦。咁或者咧，其實可能你哋都會發覺到咧呢一個項目咧係我哋第三間咧喺啟德發展區起嘅學校嘅。咁之前咧喺地盤1A3同埋1A4咧其實咧我哋已經有兩間小學。咁咧就喺定期嘅 progress reports 裏邊咧，其實已經咧就包含咗喺裏邊嘅。咁我哋咧今次好高興啦，可以親身嚟到咧向大家介紹呢一個第三間起係一間嘅中學。咁我哋咧就嚟緊呢幾個月咧都好忙碌嘅。咁首先我哋就嚟到呢一度咧，就向各位委員咧係介紹呢個項目啦。咁跟住之後咧，其實我哋都會去到九龍城區議會嗰度咧，係聽取佢哋嘅意見嘅。
你可以直接介紹你嗰間學校嘅設計噶啦。你有20張 slide， 我相信可能
好
夠時間。
咁咧或者我講一講啦。咁我哋就打算咧喺2019年第一季咧就完成呢一個嘅項目嘅。咁或者咧我就將技術方面的層面就請Miss Law 去介紹啊。
係，咁或者咧，我簡單咁去匯報下我哋依個項目嘅一啲嘅資料啦。咁依一個頭先講咧係西一 A 二，就喺啟晴村嘅東北邊嘅。咁個西 area 咧大概係7400，咁而家個 CFA 咧大概係12800度嘅。 咁啊，依度有張即係西幅圖啦。咁會見到頭先即係提過嗰兩間完成咗嘅小學，就喺我哋依個西嘅南邊嘅。咁依個係咧個附近即係工地嘅一啲嘅環境啦。咁喺我哋北邊有一個中電嘅即係電力站啦。咁跟住隔離依度就係依一個觀塘繞道啦。咁依個咧係一張西 access 嘅一個嘅睇到咧，就喺我哋個西咧，其實都係會第時咧會有一個行人隧道咧，就會係從彩虹村嗰度咧就會駁到去我哋個西裏邊嘅。咁依張就係同隔離兩間小學嘅嗰個關係啦。咁我哋依一個一 A 二嘅西咧，嗰個入口係由一個木紅街嗰度入嘅。咁沙中線啦，同埋頭先有講嗰個 EFLS 咧，都會係嚟緊咧，都會係成為即係其中即係嗰啲學校嘅用家嚟嘅一個方法啦。咁依個西都係一個 GIC 西啦，嗰個 building height 嘅限制45米嘅。咁而我哋而家依一間嘅學校咧，我哋就係24米嘅高度啦，咁另外咧嗰、那個green ratio 就係跟翻啟德發展區嗰個嘅要求咧，就係、是、total 係30% 嘅。咁之後好快咁講一講呢間學校咧，就其實有5層高啦，咁喺地面咧就其實一個cover playground 啦、hall 啦，同埋一啲係共用嘅一啲嘅設施啦。在一樓咧就係、是一啲嘅 special teaching room 啦，仲有一啲行政嘅一啲嘅地方啦。咁班房咧就會係分布喺咧二三四樓嘅，二樓咧係一個一個 podium 嘅形式啦，咁就會俾到學生啦有一個比較大嘅一個嘅活動嘅空間啦。咁另外就係喺二樓、三樓、四樓分別咧都會有10間課室嘅。咁去到天台啦，咁亦都會有比較多嘅綠化啦，同埋上面咧都會有一啲譬如quarters 啊一啲咁樣嘅 ancillary 嘅 facilities 嘅。咁依一個嘅 session 啦，就會睇到我哋間學校就好同下邊嗰兩間小學一樣咧，都係一個低密度嘅發展嘅。咁有5層高，咁下邊2層頭先講就係一啲 special teaching 同埋 common area， 上面3層就係咧班房主要班房嘅位置。咁另外有頭先有提到啦，咁配合即係啟德發展區嗰個嘅要求啦，咁而家就俾咗 30% 嘅綠化啦。另外喺依個工地裏邊就有一棵樹咧，我哋都係會 retain 嘅。咁依個係一個鳥瞰啦，睇到一個園林咧，依、這個都會係著重即係喺可以做到綠化的地方咧，都盡量做到綠化，配合翻啟德依一個發展嘅方向啦。咁依個 3D 嘅效果圖就會見到，其實我哋依間學校咧，盡量咧都會引入一啲自然通風啦、自然採光啦，咁就配合到即係而家即係環保建築嘅一個嘅趨勢嘅。咁依個係一個示意圖啦，即係我哋依個西其實距離依一個啟德學校大概係1.27公里啦。咁依個亦都係一啲電腦模擬嘅一啲嘅效果啦，俾我哋見到其實成間學校嘅一個通風嘅設計嘅。咁所以其實即係放翻喺依個發展區裏邊，譬如對於周圍嘅環境，譬如喺我哋嘅左邊喺個啟程村，我哋設計嘅時候，盡量亦都唔會有對望咯，同埋頭先講一個低密度嘅設計咧，都係配合到可以成為一個比較和諧嘅一個學校發展區嘅。咁最主要就係咁樣啦。
好，唔該曬。
Chairman。
Yes.
Could I make a comment?
Sure. Nick.
I'm not sure we should be considering this item. If you look at the advice sought, members are invited to comment on the planning and design of the proposed secondary school. This is not our remit. This is not the purpose of which we were established. I think we should note and appreciate the briefing that we've had. We are alerted to the fact there is a school proposed on this site.And I don't really think we should comment any further. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that there's work gone into the presentation and it's informative, but I think for us, planning, it's about harbour planning principles, etc., 1.27 kilometres. Just, it's not relevant to our role and responsibilities.
Mm. Thank you, Nick. Note your comment, which I also agree. When I briefed member before the presentation, I've said that because it fall into the Kai Tak district, so it's the formality that they have to go through this commission. But member while giving comment should note the distance between the subject site and the harbour front, which is more than 1 kilometre. Yes, Ivan.
Chairman, I support the comment made by our chair, Nick Brook, fully.
Okay. Any other comments? Paul?
Same support for the comment made, but I think that you've got to get some clarity on the guidelines we want to set. Originally, Kai Tak was dumped into the Harbourfront Enhancement Committee because we were discussing a reclamation, and that was how it got into our remit. Now that the entire site is up for development, and if we want to review our role, then we should do that properly and formally, and then document it, and then adjust the mandate for this committee accordingly so that we can deal with this and that the harbour unit can deal with this. So could the chairman and the harbour unit take it upon themselves to review mm-hmm. the mandate for this task force and the Harbour Front Commission in relation mm-hmm. to the developments of Kai Tak, please?
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks, Paul. KY?
我主要看法第一，當然我都覺得絕對睇到就係佢離海濱太遠。 如果我哋真係關心海濱嘅話，Harbour Planning Principle 嚟講咧，呢個咧就似乎冇乜關係。但係如果從另一個角度睇，整個啟德發展區如果都係我哋嘅，即係咁擺落嚟，都係我哋負責範圍咧，咁我諗我都係覺得應該多謝第一，即係有關部門都嚟向我哋介紹，雖然呢個係一個形式，程序上可以咁講，唔係形式。第二方面咧，我自己立落去咧都覺得起碼係對於 啟德發展區嚟講咧，我覺得周圍同個周圍環境啊係和諧啊配合，唔會話擋住風啊諸如此類。咁我諗我哋可以講嘅。OK，唔該曬。好啊，咁或者我或者同呢都係同
member 講嘅啫，即係我聽到大家嘅意見，亦都聽到Paul嘅意見。至於我哋話會唔會去花好多時間去再重新將我哋嘅工作劃線咧，其實呢條線如果要真係劃嘅時候，我相信我哋要需要好多個會議咧係去討論。 反之就係話，我哋而家係唔討論呢一個學校嘅設計，我哋只不過就係話我哋知道佢嗰個離開海濱嘅距離嚇，咁係咪話我哋乜嘢都唔睇咧？咁可能離開海濱好遠嘅地方，如果佢係一個公共空間，我哋亦都要睇佢點樣去連接到海濱嘅公共空間。如果佢一啲交通嘅通道嚇，或者天橋會否阻礙咗人哋去到達海濱？ 其實呢條線係好難畫嘅，即係阿Paul，我都希望我理解你嗰個講法嚇。咁但係當我哋展開呢個討論嘅時候咧，我預計到我哋在場嘅同事咧，亦都會展開另一場即係非常之長嘅討論。所以我都希望採取一個比較靈活嘅做法，就係話即係我哋係會睇呢啲項目。 但係我哋亦都理解究竟我哋睇乜嘢嘢，我亦都唔會花時間去討論一啲同海濱規劃冇相關嘅一啲其他嘅問題。我希望即係大家相信我哋自己在座咁多位嘅智慧咧，係可以靈活處理呢啲事情，就無需要花時間去 抽象咁樣去講究竟條線點樣畫。咁我相信嗰個係更加困難。
好嘛，咁對於主席容許我講，因為我哋秘書處就都係因為成個啟德發展區，加埋起動九龍東所有嘅計劃咧，其實都會主張各個部門嘅同事都俾我哋睇完之後，再俾大家睇下。因為好似主席咁講咧，其實大家運用個彈性去點樣睇佢係一回事，但係起碼我哋就可以有一個集就 ensure 到呢啲我哋collect 咗翻嚟嘅 projects 都係適當地獲得大家嘅檢視嘅。咁我諗呢個practice 會繼續咁。好。
好嘛 ，OK， 咁有冇其他意見關於今次即係呢一個學校嘅項目30個班房？咁如果冇嘅，就多謝即係處方嘅 presentation， 咁我哋對於即係你哋嗰個項目冇特別嘅意見。 好。